In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know in your heart that he's alive? Do you know in your heart that Jesus is alive? Do you know in your heart that he loves you, no matter what you're going through? His love is constant. I've got a note from a woman who stopped praying because she said, "I suffer too much when I pray." I said, God is loving you even as you deny him. He is only loving you. I don't know that, and I'm not going to pray anymore. So we pray for her in the name of Jesus. Let there be a breakthrough for this woman and her son in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. As long as God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer, and your faith in him is still intact, everything's going to come out all right. You might say, what about the virus? Listen, I can't be concerned with the virus. I have to do the things I need to do. I put on a mask, do the best I can, wash my hands, do the best I can. But I'm not worried about the virus. Oh, no, I have other things to think about, like preaching the word of God, surrendering my life to Christ. Oh, yes, I'm not really worried about the virus. Oh, but that's foolish. Well, what good does it do if you worry about the virus? Tell me what good it does. It doesn't do any good. Don't be foolish, but know that God protects his own. You say, but other people that belong to Jesus got the virus. That's right, because we live in a world of sin. So I say to you today, as long as your faith in him, in the Lord Jesus, is intact, everything is going to come out all right. All right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm looking at 1 John chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. Have you sinned today? Have you sinned today? Listen, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He took our sins upon the cross. He took us upon the cross. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. He took us upon the cross. He took our sins upon the cross. We are not to worry. He is the propitiation of our sins. He is the sacrifice for our sins, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Oh, yes. Time all comes from the cross. Time comes from the cross and resurrection. You certain about Jesus today? Have you given him your life today? Have you surrendered to the Lord today? Oh, yes, it's time to surrender. We don't really experience anything until he has his way in us. And you know what? That's what I want him to have, his way in us, because he is so, so good. I want to have his way in us. This broadcast goes on because he supports it. In Jesus' name. as long as I keep on preaching Christ. And you know, Christ is the propitiation for our sins. He is the sacrifice for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. Has cosmic dimensions. Now by this, we may be sure that we know him, if we obey his commandments. Remember what his commandment was. A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. Love one another as I have loved you. Whoever says, I have come to know him, but does not obey his commandments, is a liar, and in such a person, the truth does not exist. Let's continue. But whoever obeys his word, truly in this person, the love of God has reached perfection. You know, Jesus is all love. He is all love. There was a spear that pierced his heart, and there came forth blood and water. Oh, stand under the cross and let that blood and water fall on you. Let it fall on you so that you might know that he is the sacrifice for my sins, for your sins, for the sins of the world. By this we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says, I abide in him, ought to walk just as he walked. Walk straight with him, in him, and through him. Oh, yes, not looking to the left, not looking to the right. My life is hid in Christ Jesus. Is your life hid in Christ Jesus? Well, you know, that happened at baptism, but now we have to ratify it. My life is hidden in Christ Jesus by the grace of the living God. Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus by the grace of the living God. It's all about grace. It's all about the cross. It's all about the resurrection. It's all about Jesus. That we need to walk just as he walked. We need not to walk crooked or look to the left or look to the right. We need to walk straight, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Beloved. I love that word, beloved. Be loved. Be loved today. Let him love you today. Give him permission to love you. I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment that is true in Jesus and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Who is the true light? Jesus himself. You see, we are all like the moon. We are reflecting the light of the sun, S-O-N. How we need to give ourselves to Jesus and to walk with him and to keep our eyes upon him. How we need that. Because we're living in a world that gets worse and worse every year. We're living in a world that hates Jesus. We're living in a world that kills children up until the birth. We're living in a world that kills the elderly. Oh, yes, we're living in that kind of world. That kind of world. That's why we need to be in him, abiding in him. It tells us in the 15th chapter of St. John, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you need. It will be done for you. It will be done for you. And if you abide in me, you will produce much fruit. What kind of fruit is he talking about? Bananas? No. He's talking about people. If you abide in me, you will produce much fruit. Oh, I'm glad to produce fruit for Jesus. I'm glad to preach the word of God, to produce fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? What about you? Let me ask you, are you producing fruit for the Lord Jesus? If not, Lord, say, send me one person today that I can tell them about you. Just one person. Just one person today that I can tell them about you. Whoever says I am in the light while hating his brother still is in the darkness. If you hate your brother or your sister, you are not in the light. You are in darkness. You say, but they hurt me. Yes, we hurt Jesus too. And what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But I'm not Jesus. So if you don't forgive that person, you're going to carry them to the grave. And you don't want to do that. Forgiveness is something that I do with my heart and with my mind. God, forgive them. Forgive that person. And if it comes back, I'd say, well, I've already forgiven them. I've already forgiven them in the name of Jesus. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light. Do you love Christians? Do you love people that are following Jesus? Then you live in the light. And in such a person, there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness. We don't want to be in the darkness. There's nothing good in the darkness. We want to be in the light. Remember what it said in the first letter of John, God is light, and in him there is no darkness. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know the way to go, because darkness has brought on blindness. I am writing to you, little children. What's he writing to the little children about? Because your sins are forgiven on account of his name. You know, the sacrament of penance is so wonderful that our sins are forgiven because of the blood of Jesus. Our sins are forgiven because Jesus died for us and shed his blood for us. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. That's Jesus. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one. How do we conquer the evil one? By the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, because you have conquered the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. Oh, hallelujah. That's not knowing the head. That's knowing the heart. I know the Father. I know Jesus. I know the Holy Spirit. How I need to know him more. How I need to come into closer relationship with Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. But I am in relationship. I want it to be deeper. I want it to be deeper and deeper and deeper. I want God to have his way in my life, because when he has his way in my life, things work out. Things work out when he has his way. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I tell you, the Word was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, through the Word. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I write to you, young people, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one again through the blood of the Lamb and through the words of our testimony. Oh, yes, we have overcome the evil one through the blood of Jesus. We want nothing to do with the evil one. We want him under our feet. We do not want him in our wallets. We do not want him in our minds. We want him under our feet. The devil needs to be under the feet of the Christian. And how does that happen? That we are washed in the blood of Jesus. We are washed in the blood of Jesus. And we have a testimony to tell people. You would say, but my testimony is not great. I had no idea. I didn't do drugs. I didn't do alcohol. Listen. God delivered you from sin through Christ Jesus. You go to confession. Your sins have been forgiven. Do not love the world or the things in the world. I tell you, don't love the world or the things in the world. Why? The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. The world, the flesh, and the devil are the three enemies of the Christian. The world and all of its pomp. Remember, the Spirit led Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple, and he said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all this land and all the glitter of the lands. Jesus said, no, get behind me, Satan. No, I want nothing to do with the world. I want nothing to do with the world. I want nothing to do with the flesh. But do you know I have flesh? It's the word sarx. S-A-R-X. Sarx. And the word, the flesh cannot do the will of God and will not do the will of God. So what do you do with it? You crucify it with Christ Jesus on the cross. That's what we do with the flesh. I'm not talking about the body. The body is soma. Soma must give Jesus the right over my life, over my body. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of riches. The flesh has to do with the desire of the eyes, the desire of the flesh, and the pride in riches. You know, don't be jealous about people who have things. Don't be jealous. You don't know what they're carrying. You say, but you know, I'd like to have a little more. Be thankful for what you do have. We live in a country as of today that we can be free. 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 Most people are not free as they live in their countries. We can be free. Even though the media is anti-life, we can have our own media and we can present our own experiences. And that's what a lot of people have done on television. The pride in riches, it comes not from the Father, but from the world. I don't want anything that the world offers me. The only thing I want with the world is to preach the gospel in the world. Oh, yes, that people would hear and be saved by the blood of Jesus. Go to confession. Oh, yes. That's all I want. I use the world as my pulpit to preach to the people the Word of God And the world and its desires are passing away, that's for sure. But those who do the will of God live forever. You know, when I was young, the only thing we would think about with our lives, I want to do the will of God. And by God's grace, I was able to do that. And still I'm able to do that. But people don't think about that any longer. I want to do the will of God. People don't think about the will of God. They think about their own stuff. They think about their own goods. I want to do the will of God. I do. In every situation, will I be perfect in it? No. Will I fall down? Yes. And we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, whose blood has been shed for me, and not only for me, but for the life of the world. Children, it is the last hour. Wow. As you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. What is the Antichrist according to 1 John 2? They went out from us. They belong to the community, but they went out from us. They did not belong to us, for if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they made it plain, and none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, that anointing is so important. When I pray for people with sickness, I need the anointing to give me the grace to pray in power, that anointing. I was telling Father Matt that this parish is anointed. Oh, yes. It is doing the will of God, but it is anointed. God has anointed it. Why? Because people pray. They pray. Every day we have a holy hour. Between 3 and 4, and the Blessed Sacrament is exposed until 6 o'clock. People coming to pray. I tell you how we need to pray, how we need to make time for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need that. I need that. People say, Father Tom, what can I pray for you? I say, pray that I keep on praying. That's what I want you to pray for, that I keep on praying. Because I remember doing all the work of God and not praying, and I burnt out. I burnt out because I was preaching and preaching and preaching, but the oil had run out. The oil had run out. Let me tell you this. We need to pray. We need to be in the presence of God. We need to allow God to have His way in us. That's what we need. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your will. Oh, yes. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This is Thanksgiving week. I want to thank God that He gives me the opportunity to preach on the radio. Thank you, God. I want to thank God for supplying all our needs for the radio. I want to thank God for you who listen and who pray with us. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.